We're continuing the Shir in Likutei Halachos, Yoredeya Chelek Aleph, Hilchas Hechsher Kelim, Halacha Dalid, Paragraph Mem Vov. V'alkein Dovid Meis Batzeres. Based on everything we've learned till now, we can understand why Dovid HaMelech passed away on Shavuos. Ki Iker Bechinas Hamshochas Kabolas HaTorah B'Shavuos. Because the main concept of being able to receive the Torah anew on Shavuos, and again, most important of all, that we should be zeicha to have a new commitment to fulfilling the Torah, depends on the pishnayim that we're discussing throughout this halacha, shemamshichim hatzadikim miruchay shel Moshiach, which the tzadikim draw from the ruach of Moshiach, shehu David, Dovid HaMelech is synonymous with Moshiach. V'alkein, David, Shehu Moshiach, Meis Batzeres. And it's for this reason that Dovid HaMelech, who represents Moshiach, passed away on Shavuos. Ki David, Melech, Yisrael, Chai V'Kayim. Because we know that there's an incredible statement that we say every month at Kiddush Levana, and this is something that's emphasized throughout the Torah, that David is Chai V'Kayim. He's alive and well. Ki ruchoi shel David shehu Moshiach chai v'kayom lo netzach. Because this spirit of Dovid HaMelech, this ruchoi shel Moshiach, is something that's very alive and permanent and eternal. Ki soif kol soif yovoi v'goleinu gula shleima. Because in the end, he's gonna come. Moshiach is gonna come, and he's going to take us out of this exile permanently. Ki boy yovoy lo yacher, as the pasuk says, come, he will come, and he will not be late. V'alkein meis David b'shvuas daika. Now we can understand why David HaMelech passed away specifically on this holiday of Shavuos. Ki al yidei histalkus David shu b'chinas Moshiach b'shvuas, al yidei ze yecholim lahamshich b'chol shona b'chinas kabolas haTorah b'shvuas, al yidei b'chinas pishnayim hanimshach achar histalkus hatzadik b'yoser. Because through the passing away of David HaMelech, who represents Moshiach on Shavuos, this is what gives us the ability to receive the Torah anew on Shavuos through the Pishnayim that's generated whenever a great tzaddik passes away. So again, how appropriate it is that the tzaddik that should pass away on Shavuos is the home run, the Dovid HaMelech, who is mamish ruchoi shel Moshiach. And we said that's the pishnayim, that's the ruach that gives all the energy and all the chizuk and everything that we need. V'yalkein bemes machmazeh biatzmoi David Melech Yisrael chai v'kayim. And it's for this reason that the Torah makes such a powerful point of saying David Melech Yisrael is alive and permanent. Ki ze iker chius hatzadik lachar histalkusoi. Because what this is the main thing that gives the tzaddik spiritual energy after his passing away, the fact that Klal Yisrael is drawing the Torah anew through him. And this is why all tzaddikim, when they pass away, are referred to as being alive, as our rabbis tell us. Because again, after the tzaddik passes away, when his students, or those that believe in him, study his Torah, and they draw his Torah anew, they draw new energy from his Torah, the tzaddik himself is getting chiyus from that. He himself is getting stronger from that, and more powerful from that. Because we said that all tzaddikim are tied into this Ruach Elohim merachefes al pnei amoyim. This Ruach Elohim that's on the Torah, which is called Ruchoi Shel Moshiach. So again, out of all the tzaddikim who have the closest connection to Moshiach, it's Dovid HaMelech. So for him, it's most appropriate that the time of his passing away is the time when all of Klal Yisrael is trying to make a new connection to the Torah. And we said, when a tzaddik passes away, there's this pishnayim that's generated. So on Shavuos, which is the yahrzeit of Dovid HaMelech, this incredible Pishnaim, you know, is shining powerfully, and that's what enables all of Klal Yisrael to make a brand new connection to the Torah, a brand new commitment to the Torah. V'ze al nishkovi, paragraph mem zayin, al nishkovi balelois bikashti es sho'av onafshi, bikashtiv v'loy metzosiv, kim'at she'ovarti mehem at she'motzosi at sho'av onafshi. Rav Nosson Zal quotes these psukim in Shir HaShirim, where it says, on my bed, during the nights, I seek my beloved, I seek, and I don't find. And kimat shevati mohem, and I've almost left them completely, and suddenly I did find my beloved. Upirish Rashi, Rashi HaKodesh says over there, koroiv leprishosa mimeni, as it's getting close to their separating from me, to their leaving me, at shemotzosi, and I find them again, and I reconnect with them. Shohoyoyimi bimei Yehoshua. Because again, when Moshe Rabbeinu was passing away, and it looked as if the Yidden were going to be losing a major, major connection to Hashem, suddenly Yeshua came on the scene. At shemotzosi, shohoyimi bimei Yehoshua. Hainu shedaika achar histalkus Moshe, that specifically after Moshe Rabbeinu passed away, azorom Hashem yisporach lichboish Eretz Yisrael, Hashem helped the Jewish people to conquer Eretz Yisrael. Ki gedoylim tzadikim b'misosam yoisam b'chayeim, because tzadikim are even more powerful after their passing away than during their lifetime. And this power is brought about especially through the Pishnaim, which they generate, especially at the time of their passing away. And this is what enables them to complete after their passing what they started during their lifetimes.